radioalburn.com.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, you vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. For your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly chest was throbbing for the blessed warming light. Farmers passed along the valleys like the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, and a thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the
chase, the madness of the kill, the smell of blood hot in the snow, the red and the white. Red and white. When a dulling eye and the ebb of the breath meant an easing of hunger. For a while. Do you remember me now? Your children draw pictures of me. An old man in a red suit with a white beard squeezing down the chimney with all they want most in the world. Lord of the reindeer, keeper of the game, as old as mankind. I am the shaman, the magician, the priest. When your heart beats fast in the dead of night, I am there. When you whistle or sing in the face of danger, I call the tune. I am your ancestor and your child. I am your guest tonight. And you will be mine. Here is my invitation to your house. A green tree from the northern forests. See? Some things you still remember. An evergreen tree hung with lights and mirrors, sparkling gold like the glimmer of solstice fire through the forest branches, red and white, blood on the snow. And today, the day of endings and beginnings, of death and rebirth, the birth of the sun, the solstice. Come with me back to the very beginnings. Stretch out your hand to me. Stretch out over a thousand generations. Come and understand once more. Of the woods and the forests, the beasts and the seasons. And then one day the Christ people came, turning their backs on what is and demanding what should be, as if they were lords of it all. They took that song and made it theirs, just as they took my solstice festival for their own. The sun, the birth of a sun, as it always was, for as long as mankind has gaped at the sky and questioned the light and the darkness. Birth of a sun. Birth of a boy child. Their festival is a trick of words, a fashion of the last few seconds of the history of man. But while they tried to drive me back into the shadows before their newborn godling, the Christ people still feared me. For the shaman was their ancestor too. The blood on the snow. So, they tried to tame me, contain me, cage me, turn me into a tale for little children. A bringer of gifts, a driver of reindeer, an old man from the north with a white beard and a little magic. But their children were wiser than they. In their turn, they remember the solstice fire. O day spring, brightness of light everlasting and sun of righteousness. Come and enlighten him that sitteth in darkness and the shadow of death. Lighten the world and cast out the darkness of the spirit. Do you remember now? Are the old memories stirring? Pass as the shade passes, as a thought in a dream. Pass with me to the edge of the pitching forests, the edge of the wind-scarred plain, back to the very beginning, when the hungry mice drew back, the bare earth swelled, and the hunter strode over it to the north. Smell the chill on the wind. Black winter is here too. The red and white bridges ahead, Agaric, the shaman's mushroom, the crossing to the spirit world. Eat. Soon you will see the magician's reindeer fly again, skimming the snow, speckled deer, riding the northern winds, pulling a sleigh with an old man in a red coat, bringing gifts. I tell you, your children are wiser than you. The dark forest presses on each side. The ice casts an iron band round your chest, snatching breath. But there, ahead, is fire. Solstice fire.
Red cat upon the hearth, striped with gold, spitting and twisting. Could eat the whole house if you let her.
Now do you see how you are favored? Midwinter blesses you with a festival of overeating. But look beyond the fire there, to the shadows. Do you see the old people, near ghosts, sitting, waiting for the cold to take them? This is the real midwinter, a time of hunger, when the old set themselves to die, to lighten the load on the rest.
In the summer fattening time, the reindeer moved in herds on the plain, and we hunters followed, killing for our people, food in our bellies. That was a fine time. Sun-hot grasslands, and the grouse, so plump and slow, they could hardly rise away from our arrows. But winter's never far away. It soon blew down from the mountaintops, bringing the night spirits to live with us. If you listen, you'll hear the long dead howling in the forest.
One-legged seamstress has needles but can't sew. Wears the same green gown each day and a white overcoat in winter.
Kindle the fire. Heat to heat, light to light. Give back fire to the sun at midwinter. Bring new fire to each home. A burning log from the forest. Fire to ease the birth pangs of the sun.
The stones of the earth remember a time when the sun did not return to them from the darkness. Then ravenous ice engulfed the land, bringing nothing but stark, white silence. The very mountains were split and milled to sand. What chance had the hunters and their people? For this reason, they make a gift of flame to the sun in midwinter, so that it will return to them. Red flame and white ash. Red and white. Solstice fire.
Wither! Wither! Black flowering night. May your dark juices bleed. Burn up like a pool on the summer plain. Shrivel like a stain upon sand. Dwindle to a basalt pebble. Tiny as a slow worm's eye is. Vanish to nothing.
A red deer comes over the hill. Shoot your arrows as you will. The deer will stand there still.
The sun rises as a deer on the hill. Let the shaman draw on a rock with white chalk and red ochre, and let the likeness live. The raven, the reindeer, the bear, and the leaping salmon, let all those we have killed bring their gift. Brother reindeer, I'm in your debt. You give me your brown autumn hide to wrap me, my buckskin shoes, my summer tent and sleeping bag, my skin boat which slips across the lake. Your sinews are my thread, your bones are my needles. My family eat your tongue, your bone marrow, your unborn fawns. From the birth of this new sun to its death next winter, give me all these again. Follow the path I know, from fawn birth to rut. Cross the river where an arrow with my mark on it can bring you down in the red water. My gift to you in return is never to kill you without need, and then only to take flesh, bone, and hide, to leave your spirit free on the plain. Come to the fire.
And the shaman's magic will make it so. That is his task, to climb down through the smoke hole of the hut with a wooden reindeer painted in red ochre, and so make toys of its wild brothers.
And you, black soul of ravens, you who share our killing, you are our kin. You eat our meat and watch over our camps. Bran the trickster, your feathers hang from our flagsticks, driving the deer into our traps, deceiving them, making them afraid of feathers when arrows lie ahead. Brother Raven, do not deceive us like that. You know the sun must be born again tonight. Without its light, you will not find food. Without its light, your feathers will not dry, and your young will die of cold.
Brother Bear. Welcome. Shadow of death in the forest. Your claws split open the hunter from head to belly. And yet, your flesh dries on a string in the summer heat outside the hut of the fortunate hunter.
All this the shaman will promise. As priest, keeper of the game, magician, and midwife to the sun.
Don't forget me. We are one, you and I. Hunter and hunted. My gifts to you are the leap swifter than thought, and the strength to run all day without slackening, till the heart is run out of your prey. I wish you the comfort of the pack about you, and the wisdom which knows caution but not fear.
Come to the fire, night brother, but not too near.
Brothers of the natural world, and you others, silent watchers from the shadow world, long dead and unborn. It is the night of longest darkness, the time of greatest danger. The solstice fire burns as a sign to the sun that it must return, or we shall be left in the ice of eternal blackness. None here, O sun, have forgotten our debt to your warmth and light. Someone here has failed the trust. There is a lawbreaker here who has forgotten the custom.
Can you possibly know?
Hunter, your feet are on the ground. Your nose is pressed to the blood trail. I fly high above your head, high enough to see what's to come. And I tell you, the world will be turned on its head.
Raven, you are a liar, just as always. How could anyone who lives under the sun forget the solstice and the old laws?
Are you going to tell them how to live off the earth and not in it? How to become its master?
I tell you, where they have passed, the grass is scorched away, and the trees die as if withered by a brush fire, except that no green shoots follow. They destroy faster than they can grow. The cycles of seed and harvest are no longer something to live by, but something to be altered. The animals are no longer brothers, but slaves.
How could they have forgotten?
Knowledge has made them stupid. Seeing too much has made them blind. One thing they are sure of, that anything simple is a tale for little children.
And so the children are the keepers of the truth.
And your children are wiser than you. Perhaps they can tell you why every year you set up an evergreen tree from the forest, like those about you now. Do you think it is simply to please them that you hang shining sun images upon it? Or is it because in the beginnings of time, your forefathers hung dead sacrifices on the living timber as gifts to the reborn sun? And still you utter the words Yule log without remembering the burning branch from the forest which brought the solstice fire to the hearth. If you forget the very roots of belief, if you forget the earth and its laws, you are lost.
Öffnet sie ihm und sie küsst ihres Liebsten kalte Stirn. Diese Nacht ist so kalt, doch sie öffnet die Tür und er küsst sie siebenmal dafür.
Oh, öffne mir, lass mich hinein, dein Liebster steht im Mondenschein. Diese Nacht ist so kalt, so öffne mir, denn morgen wird es zu spät.
Der Wind, der geht durch unser Land, doch das Mädchen liegt in ihres Liebsten Arm und danket sehr der kalten Nacht und dem Wind dafür.
Sing the long nights away. chorus of voices will sing for the rising sun on midwinter's day. Now turn to ice, the winter is showing its calm. But now the Sun King has rested, and his eyes have returned to the earth. For 3 days the sun has been still in the sky, but the time has now come for his birth. His birth, oh.
So come all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long nights away. Voices will sing for the rising sun on midwinter's day.
They hear the clash of swords, for the old king will return. Return home.
So come all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long nights away. All over the land a chorus of voices will sing for the rising sun on midwinter's day. On midwinter's day.
South and north to know in the east he rises, hey-ho, fires glow. The night is endless long, now the snow lay all around. The pregnant moon sails brightly above the bitter ground. And on the ground we circle, our fire blazing high. Tonight we meet to raise the sunshine to the sky. Solstice, please you, sir, a solstice. Deep the night and far the dawn, join our circle, call him on. One for summer's dreaming thrall, one for winter dance we are.
Hey-ho, fires glow, west and south and north and snow.
West and south and north and
snow.
Hey-ho, fires glow. Soft now, maiden mother, our dances for your son, and for the turning season and life are new begun. In summer, well, you lot him, and certain death in fall. Your lover is the sun, now dance we all.
Solstice, please, it's sir, a solstice. Come the night, the day is nigh, join our circle, raise him high. One for summer's dreaming thrall, one for winter dance we all.
Nothing you to say, the bright sun of our days, I'm treading with the day, to free us from the winter's grasp and bind us all the day. Oh, tidings of God's glory.
Postcard of Victorian ladies with skates on their feet, of ponds frozen over and boughs hung with ice tips, and through frosty panes watch the snow and the sleet. And the smoke ventured out from the soot-blackened chimneys and shimmered beneath an icy cold moon. stands in the corner and a bright blazing fire to keep out the gloom. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face he can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. Under the streetlights they'll gather together, their shivering voices will ring out the song to sing in the yule, regardless of weather, and brighten the darkness all the night long. And the mummers perform their plays from the ages. In comes King George, a man of courage bold, while out in the orchards we'll go a-sailing and sup on spice cider to keep out the cold. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. Changing places, and Jack Frost is wearing his new winter vest, while under the woodpile old Jack Green is sleeping to awaken in spring from his long dreamy rest. So on this yuletide we'll gather together beneath the sign of the ancient god's horns. As the new year beckons through cold misty weather, we'll raise a toast as the sun is reborn.
There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow.
Victorian ladies with skates on their feet, a punk's frozen over and bowels hung with ice tips, and through frosty panes watched the snow and the sleet. And the smoke ventured out from the soot blackened chimneys and shimmered beneath an icy cold moon. But inside an evergreen stands in the corner and a bright blazing fire to keep out the gloom.
There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow. There's holly and ivy and white mistleberry. The sun is in hiding, his face you can't show. So fill up your glasses so we can be merry while rosy red cheeks by the firelight glow.
Bye.
of spring should wait, what winter white would wear? Who may own the mystery? Who may only
have been so cold and long, blows through the willows and taunts us with her icy song. I hide in my pillows, keep my nose from the cold night air, but out by the willows I know the sign of spring is almost there. Where are you? Where are you? Where have you gone, Jack in the green? I'll find you, I'll find you, I'll seek you out where the winter's been. Look for you, look for you, hiding out in the summer land. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Jack? I watch the clouds in the summer sky. Beneath the willows I'll dream to where the green man lies. There I will follow along the path of his leafy feet. I am the willow, and I'm dancing in fields of meadow sweet. Where are you? Where are you? Where have you gone, Jack in the green? I'll find you, I'll find you, I'll seek you out where the winter's been. Look for you, look for you, hiding out in the summer land. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Jack?
Me. Under my pillow I found the seed his love for me. Oh, seek you out where the winter's been. Look for you, look for you, hiding out in the summer land. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you, Jack, my green man?
Exactly when. Still the sun's a long lost friend on the longest night of the year. We stare into the firelight while December beats outside, where the darkest hearts reside on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight, let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. I used to think the world was small, bright and shiny like a ball. Seems I don't know much at all on the longest night of the year. We press our faces to the glass and see our little lives go past, wave to shadows that we cast on the longest night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight, let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. It was the longest night of the year. Night of the year. So keep me safe and hold me tight, let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. Was the longest night of the year. So keep me safe, hold me tight, let the candle burn all night. Tomorrow, welcome back the light. After the longest night of the year.
Comes the solstice night. I wish you safe and sound. Whether snow be light or heavy on the ground, our hearts bring back the light. As all the earth must do, may stars fill up our sight. with wishes coming true. My wish this solstice night is grace and peace to you. Now comes the time of year when shadow yields the throne. Boards of oak and holly, dance that must be done. Keep faith and keep your candle. The sun is sure to rise o'er the sleepy fields of winter, bringing beauty to our eyes.
Radio Free Northwest is brought to you by the Northwest Front, P.O. Box 2188, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. You can visit the party on our website at www.northwestfront.org. Until next time, comrades, hail victory.
Yet, thank God, it still is.